This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon and I and you having a discussion about which of the local teams will have won a championship by the next eclipse, which will be in about 20 years, or a couple of decades.
I was just doing some quick math, Larry. Oh, okay. The Jets have made the playoffs 4 times in 20 years. The Mets have made the playoffs only 4 times in 20 years.
Yep.
The Giants have made it 7 times in 20 years. The hockey's a little different.
Yep. Rangers have been there a couple of times.
Well, you would have to – if you had an upper tier and a lower tier, I think the Knicks would have to be in that upper tier.
I would think so. If everything continues the way it's going right now, I would say so.
Because they still – they're on the upswing, and they still have room to improve.
Yeah. And the Rangers are still relatively young. Their core is still, you know, young. So they can, you know, I mean, this should be the year, to be honest.
Wow.
This should be the year.
We don't know.
But the way they played so far, this should be the year.
They've been kind of in the mix here for a little while with this group.
They have been. Yeah. They have been.
Not last year was a disappointment getting knocked down in the first
Absolutely.
Round.
Absolutely. And I'm a little curious about the Islanders. I mean, Gordon, a couple of years ago, the Islanders were rolling.
They were.
They were going deep into the conference, you know, conference finals. They were right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't getting on the air until like a quarter to 12.
Hello, and you said hello, and then I said goodbye, and you said goodbye. It was over.
Because they had a deep run and deep post games. So it is going to be interesting to see how the local teams are going to do. Nobody mentioned Brooklyn.
Oh, they're not winning anything here.
No!
They're not winning anything. Brooklyn. They would be better off. I did the Saturday show, Larry. I don't remember. Yes. It was a couple of months ago now. Where for Joe Leo's sake, I said the Nets really should move someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we came up with, was it Idaho? Idaho Nets. Doesn't that have a nice ring, the Idaho Nets?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wyoming Nets.
The Wyoming Nets? The Idaho Nets, you could make like a potato that looks like a basketball.
Uh-huh.
Because they're from Idaho. From Idaho.
2025.
Nets are not winning anything. The Nets had their little fun time, and now it's over. Now they're back to irrelevant.
Not only did the Heat lose tonight, Gordon Damer.
Yeah?
But that means the Knicks have officially clinched the playoff spot.
There you go. That's where it starts.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Let's head back to the phone, shall we, Gordon?
Yeah, let's do it.
Steve's in the car. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Larry, Gordon. Good evening, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Good evening. Steve, where are you going?
I just want to bring up two things I want to say. I'm going into work right now.
Okay. All right. There you go.
All right, good.
Two things I want to say. I appreciate you guys. Like, you guys wouldn't even know. I just recently lost my mother not too long ago, and I travel all the way from PA. And I listen to you guys every night. You guys weather my storms. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Steve, speaking from personal experience, that's about as tough a thing as you can go through, my friend. So just keep on keeping on, all right? And you'll be in our thoughts.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you guys again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to the MVP conversation, one point I want to bring up. There have been two players to bring up these stats. 28 points, 6 assists. At least 39% from the three-pointer, and a plus or minus of 400 or better. Who do you think the other player is?
Give me the stats again. The first guess would be like LeBron or something.
Yeah.
No. 28 points, 6 assists, 39% from the three-point, 400 plus or minus or better. The answer is unanimous. Steph Curry for the MVP in 2015-2016.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jalen Brunson is doing. And the fact that he's not even, like, in the top-tier conversation, like, he's, like, kind of, like, thrown in the conversation. He's not in that conversation enough for me. So that was just my point back to your conversation earlier. I hope you guys have a great evening. Take care.
You too, Steve. Travel safe, my friend.
Yeah. I was going to joke for a second there. Get out of here, Steve. You're out of your mind. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, look, here's the thing with Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to win the MVP.
No, he's not.
Jokic is going to win the MVP going away.
Yes.
And that's and there's only one award. So yes. Brunson is going to be in the conversation, mm-hmm. but nobody else is going to come close to Jokic this year.
Right.
He's had it locked up for a long, like betting odds mm-hmm. right now on most sites, Jokic is minus 4,000.
Yeah. He's getting it.
So he's going to win the award. And after that, it's Doncic, SGA,
yeah.
and it's Brunson and Giannis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe Richardson.
I think that's a really good company to be in.
It is. It right? is. Absolutely. And Gordon, I wasn't saying that he should be MVP.
No, no.
I was saying earlier that, I mean,
it does still feel like he's getting slept on.
Yeah, JJ Redick's like telling people, like, he's like a top 10 guy. And obviously people have been saying that he's in the top 30 because Redick said, I mean, for those of you who think he's in the 30, he's closer to 10.
Yeah, no, like,
how could he be?
There's very few guys that you would rather have off of this year. It's Jokic, it's Giannis, it's Luka, it's Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be, I mean, SGA?
Yeah.
Brunson, I mean, that's pretty close there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying on this season. I'm not talking mm-hmm. about in the future or with the past or anything like that. But, I mean, he's had a phenomenal season. And sometimes I feel like we kind of focus on the downside of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if I had told you, Larry, when Jalen Brunson signed with the Knicks, in year two, we're going to be having conversations that he's in the same range of player as Giannis, Doncic, and not Embiid this year, but he's going to be a top five MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm.
No one would have had anything negative to say about it. It's a good time to be a Knicks fan.
It is. It really is. But it's also a scary time because they could make one move and mess this up. They could make one move, Gordon, and turn this in the opposite direction. So you just hope that they, you know, during this offseason, as I keep saying, they have to be brutally honest with what this team is and what this team needs to get to the next level. And as good as they've played and as scrappy and hard-nosed and what we love about how we love our basketball in New York with guys diving on the floor and diving in the stands and, you know, being physical and whatnot, this was not a championship team.
No. That is not the expectation for this year.
So you got...
Might not be the expectation for next year. We don't
might
know.
Might not be. But the expectation is that you're moving towards a championship.
Yes. Well, I think clearly they are.
I agree.
Now, I might feel differently if they got knocked out in the first round in some mm-hmm. weird series or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I would just say sometimes you got to be able to step back and see the big picture.
Yeah.
Think about – we're talking about 20 years. Think about where the Knicks have been in 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Think about where the Knicks were for the first 15 of the last 20 years. Oh. I don't think that we would have talked about them on the upper tier of anything.
Teens in wins.
Right.
Teens in wins.
Amount of ping pong balls collected.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
And you know, you talk about the MVP race, too.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum is clearly the best player on clearly the best team.
Not even mentioned.
Top five, that will be about the best he will do.
Not even to mention. You even mentioned him talking. You don't hear people talking about
him. We didn't even talk about it right till now.
Not even do it. Dave's in the Big Apple. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
We're good, Dave.
Awesome. So I have a little bit of a unique perspective when it comes to which New York sports team that I think is going to win the championship.
Right.
I have to preface this by saying I'm a diehard Philadelphia fan.
Okay.
And I live in New York. So I have been
all Philadelphia teams or one specifically?
All Philadelphia teams.
Okay. All right.
At my wedding, my brother-in-law, who is a diehard Mets fan, announced, it was 2006, he announced that the Mets were in first place and beating my beloved Phillies and were heading to the World Series. We saw how that worked out. I suffered through seeing Eli Manning win two Super Bowls and having my coworkers jump on me about how they were the world champs. I even went to the Super Bowl when the Eagles won it and came back to New York with confetti in my pocket straight off the plane and threw it in the faces of my coworkers. So I've been struggling with this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the Knicks all year because I knew this was going to be the year that they might actually do something. And my coworkers were telling me. And although year after year, I laugh and laugh and laugh about how the Knicks are going to eventually let them down, this year I felt was different. So I went on the betting app, and every single game I bet on the Knicks to win. And at least after hearing the coworkers talk about how great the Knicks were, at least I was getting paid for it. You got what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. We got you.
But this whole season, I've been watching the games, and it is a fun team to watch. And I'm ashamed to even say, maybe it makes me a fraud, that it's a very enjoyable team to watch. And I think when it comes to the 20 years that you guys were talking about, that the Knicks have the ability, based on how hard they play, how well they're coached, and the fact that they just have that spark about them, that would be the team, as my beloved Philadelphia teams would be definitely worried about them getting it done before any of these other teams.
Okay. All right. I mean, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it makes you a fraud. All you have to do to make sure that you're in the right frame of mind is just imagine the hell that your life would be if the Knicks won.
Yes.
And that'll snap you back into reality of, oh, this is a fun team and this is a likable team. And you'll get a cold dose of reality if you think about that, what it would be like for you to deal with that.
But he'll have enough money to go party somewhere because he's been
sure. You know what, though? That money eventually runs out, and championships are forever.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, this is true.
And you think about what the Sixers did, tanking season after season. All those number one picks, all that draft capital.
Trust the process,
and... Are we talking about a championship for them in the next 20 years?
If they don't get the Wild Embiid here, I don't know when they're getting
them. What do you get? I mean, you talk about a complete rebuild, right? If Embiid leaves, if he gets fed up and says, I'm out of here.
Man. Mm. Which some people thought was happening this year.
There was already talk about that, right? That's another guy that's, when we talk about the familiar names.
Yeah.
That the Knicks, when Knicks superstar talk starts.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say Embiid is top three, but he's in the mix.
He's in there. No doubt about it.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Steve's in Wayne. What's up, Steve?
Hey, good evening, guys. Kind of like what the other Steve said, I'm on the way to work, and each and every night, I appreciate the conversation that you guys have. It makes my commute to work a lot easier.
Thanks, please
doing what you're doing, guys. All right, if I can, I got a couple points about the Knicks. I've been more loyal to the Knicks in my 39 years than some ex-girlfriends, and I love this team to death. I'm a married man now, but in the past, I've haven't always been best, but I love this team. My question is this: with the Knicks, this is the key to being, especially in a tight game. You double Brunson, and you have those other guys beat you. And what's scary with not having Julius Randle, the bona fide second scorer, is, and I think we can agree, you leave Josh Hart wide open from three and you take your chances. He's kind of like a Russell Westbrook, does everything else well, doesn't shoot well from three. Let me know what you think about that. And also, if we get that third seed and Philly stays in the sixth seed, I think it's Indiana now, but Philly could move up. Mm-hmm. A healthy Joel Embiid scares me, guys. Really scares me, especially in the first round. So that OKC game, which we won, lost by 1 point. We didn't have OG, which I think would have helped stop SGA when hit that scoring shot. And that game against San Antonio, which Brunson had that miraculous game, dropped 61. Those two games, I think, are really going to come back to hurt us. I know we still have a chance to get the 2 seed. We'll see what happens with Milwaukee. But those are my couple points. Let me know what you think. And go Knicks, man. Go Knicks. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Steve. We appreciate you. Thanks for the phone call. Gordon, the Oklahoma City game, I can't kill them over. I mean, Oklahoma City is a very good team. Very good team. And it's ironic. And it always happens to the Knicks, right? SGA didn't play the night before, didn't play the night after.
Right, yeah.
He played at the Garden. It's the San Antonio game that really gets me. That's the one that really bothers me.
No question. Inexcusable.
They gave up 71 points in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, San Antonio is one of the worst teams in the league.
And I think Steve actually brings up a bigger, wider point for the ladies. Ladies, if you know someone in your life and you're thinking about dating them, you're not too sure, but you find out that they are a Knicks fan. Especially a Knicks fan, not a young kid, not a 16, not a 15, just kind of getting into it the last few years. I'm talking 25, someone who's lived a little bit of life. And you're thinking about dating this person, that is a sign that you should, because you know one thing that you are going to get from that person.
Loyalty.
Yeah. You cannot put a price on loyalty. This is not some guy who's going to go fly off to see some other team, or I like this team too. No, he's a Knicks fan. He has made it through the tough times, and that's what's going to make the good times taste all that much sweeter.
He's embedded.
Embedded. Well, I don't want to put them in bed. Oh, you mean embedded? Yes. No, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Embedded. Yes. I thought you meant embedded.
No. Not yet.
Not yet. But ladies, I'm just saying, if you're looking for, if loyalty is important to you, hug a Knicks fan.
Oh, yes. Now, we've got some scars.
Oh.
We've got some scars.
Baggage. You got some baggage, Larry. You need a bellhop at the airport for all the baggage that you got. Yes.
You know, you might hear somebody in the middle of the night, you might hear somebody talking about, dunk the ball, Charles Smith, just out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere. You know, just out of nowhere. You might hear something. Or, dunk the ball, Patrick, why'd you roll? Lay it up, one finger roll. You might just out of nowhere. Why did Bernard get hurt? These are things that happen. Things that happen.
Yes.
But
there's scars. Loyalty, but there is loyalty.
Loyalty is there. Loyalty is big. Big.
Oh, if you don't have, that's the basis of a relationship is trust. Is. And the basis of trust is loyalty.
That's it. That's it. No question. Jose's in Brooklyn. What's up, Jose?
Good evening, Larry, GD. Shout out to the company. You guys are having a fantastic show as usual. And, you know, the one thing I'm always screaming at, you know, you remember that series against the Celtics in the mellow years where they decided to jump out 3-0 and then, you know, they inexplicably, you know, it took them six games to finish that series off, and then Melo ends up getting hurt, and I'm just like, are you serious? And it was the worst time, because I knew that Pacers team was very emerging and very good, and, you know, if Danny Granger doesn't get hurt, they possibly win that second, they possibly finish, you know, with that second overall seed instead of the Knicks, but you know, that's how the season ends up grinding out. And I wanted to, you know, also add to the point of the MVP, because I do agree with Gordon. It's kind of, you know, and I told Joe Leo, I kind of look at these MVP and kind of like any award, it's more like, you know, how we look at the Oscars. It's more of a body of work that you do. And unfortunately with Jalen Brunson, even though we saw him take that step up last year, most of that season – people would still consider him in a supporting role, where there were still people still, you know, holding on to Julius Randle as, you know, the main lead of last season until the playoffs happened. And then it was unanimous that he was, you know, our superstar, you know, and going to become that, you know, and this year is kind of pretty much his first leading role, essentially. And I think this year he garnered a lot of attention. But I don't think, like we all know, it's just not going to be enough to, you know, overtopple the others. Because I think, you know, having a number one seed, you know, is something that pretty much tips the argument in your favor. Or having, you know, a 55 plus win season that's closer to 60 wins is something that, you know, gets you more of that, you know, legitimacy to, you know, solidify your case for MVP. But we'll see, and hopefully it does happen next year. I'm really hoping that OG Anunoby does have this type of impact, because we do need when, you know, Dante, you know, does have an off shooting night, we do need a second offensive scorer that's gonna back up Brunson, take off that pressure, and really be there. Because, you know, I if I can't take if we face the Cavaliers and somehow lose that series, because then I would just be raving mad, because it's almost they haven't really improved their roster from last year to this year, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Jose, thanks for the phone call.
Well, no, they have improved. I mean, maybe it's because Knicks fans, it's been so long since they've gone through the wars. But sometimes you do improve the talent, but it doesn't improve the results that mm-hmm. year.
Right
sometimes
away.
You gotta go. You know, you gotta lose to know how to win. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want them to lose an opening round playoff series for sure. But I don't think it's any question that the Knicks, with the trade they made for OG, improved the overall talent, and it's a better fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better all around team.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that pays dividends, I don't know. We'll find that out as the playoffs go along.
And in theory, Bogdanovich improves them as far as bench scoring.
Yeah.
Gives them some you know, another scorer coming off the bench that can give you some points. They're really trying to replace Quickley's points off the bench. And it may take two people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really – and of course, you know, Bogdanovich is a guy that's been able to hit three. So – he's playing better of late, which is a very good sign. He just looks more comfortable, Gordon. He
yeah.
really does.
It it's looks weird like that it would take him that long, though,
yeah,
in a smaller is. Role. Maybe that's the part of it, right? He was used to playing starters minutes. Now he's got there's pressure that if he doesn't hit shots right away, he's not going to play. So maybe that's part of it as well.
Yeah, you get into a play. Well, what do we hear all the time, Gordon? Players are creatures of habit.
Yeah,
and the habit is when you start, okay, I don't have to, I can run up and down the court a couple of minutes, but not even shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Get myself into the game, get into the flow of the game. I'm coming off the bench. I'm expected to come right off the bench and start firing. I'm supposed to come off. I'm supposed to be, a flamethrower when I come in. You know, that's my role, coming off the bench. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what I'm supposed to do. Thank you, Wally Szczerbiak. So, I think he took accustomed to being, and Gordon, it's different, right? You're playing on the team that's playing, like, for something. They didn't believe anything in Detroit.
Yeah.
they were just playing. They mm-hmm. weren't believing anything.
No.
They just playing to be playing. Now, yeah. like, okay,
there's
we're trying to win
pressure.
Something
there's
here.
Actual expectations, absolutely.
Absolutely. And Tibbs doesn't make it easy. let's make it clear, Gordon. He doesn't make it easy.
Right.
Arr, 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 always barking at you. Come on, it's not easy to do that. But, he's getting better. So that's the main thing. That's the main thing.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon, this is the big issue for me over the next couple of days is walking around with my head tilted to one side.
because of the tooth?
Yes. Because I can't
How
have anything
How big was
get
the tooth?
There. Can't have anything get in there, Gordon. You know how that is.
Oh, I got you. Right. You got to keep it. Yeah, right.
Because you don't keep it clean. So, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you just, oh.
Can you get a dry socket? That's what they always say about your wisdom teeth. When you get the wisdom teeth out, you got to make sure you don't do something and get a dry socket. And that's apparently
yes.
very painful.
Yes.
It's been a long time since I had the wisdom teeth out. It's a long time since I had any wisdom.
I disagree. You had wisdom earlier tonight on this show. they give you that little pamphlet, what do's
right.
and don'ts.
Did you
and
read
whatnot.
It?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did, on my way to get some Tylenol, just in case. Because
yeah.
you know what happens. And the other thing, Gordon, is, you know, because when they numb you up, people are like,
yeah.
what is he talking about? He's never had a tooth out of his mouth before. And you know, they numb you.
Yeah.
And it's bruh, 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 bruh.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's the worst, because then you realize, why is my lip sore?
Right, because you've been chewing on it for a while. Didn't even know. This sandwich tastes a little rubbery.
It's like, why am I
biting
ow,
the inside why? Of your lip for 10
it's
minutes?
Like, yeah, it's like, why is that red like that?
Yeah, that's weird.
It wouldn't move.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not
what's
a fun time.
It's not.
It's amazing something. Like, we've made such great advances in some technologies. And
yeah.
other ones, not so much.
Yeah. Got to be something we can do here. Well, we'll figure it out. Saeed's in Brooklyn. What's up, Saeed?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good evening, good evening, good evening. I had a point that I want to make. I would definitely give Jalen Brunson the MVP. I mean, because if you think about it, You missing your best defender for half most of the season. You missing your best rebounder, and you missing your second best scorer. Jalen Brunson has been, you know, and we're in the third place. Like, he's really held this team down. And just recently, when we got news that Randle was going to be out, it was like everybody had a meltdown. Oh, the Knicks are not going to be able to. And we, you know, we're still persevering. So, Jalen Brunson for MVP in my book.
I hear you, Saeed. Thanks for the phone call. There's no question he's the Knick MVP. Going away.
No question. See, going ladies, away. This is what I'm talking about. When we're talking about loyalty, listen to that, man.
Yep.
That's loyalty.
That's right.
Now, I didn't say that the Knick fans were rational. If you're looking, if rationality is an important characteristic, then maybe you might want to steer away from Knick fans. But if you're looking for loyalty, listen to Saeed.
That's it. He should
now,
be
Saeed
the MVP.
Might already be taken. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's on the market
right.
or off.
But, you know, but he's an example of what we're talking about.
I mean, I do think that it's important to remember that Nikola Jokic is going to win the MVP.
Yes.
And I know Knick fans will tell you no, no, no if you ask them publicly. But if you gave them the two buttons in front of them in a private booth mm-hmm. and said, tomorrow you yeah. can have Jalen Brunson or Nikola Jokic, they would tear out. They would be like one of the pitchers that is now getting Tommy John surgery because they would be pressing the button so quickly and so the spin rates would be off the charts, Larry.
It would be unbelievable. It would be. It would be. Lee's in Brooklyn. What's up, Lee? Lee?
Hey, Gordon. Hey, Larry. What's going on, guys?
Lee, oh, what's going man. On?
Don't wake me. I'm dreaming.
That's not bad, Lee. That's not bad.
Yeah, that was in my head. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Bad.
But you know what's so funny, Larry? Listen, I have a brother, and he cries if somebody, you know, retires or from the Knicks or, you know, he was in love with Julius Erving. And basically, at the end of the day, man, it's just a situation where I think that the Knicks will go further than I thought.
Hmm.
I think we're looking at the conference finals here.
Really?
I think we're going to get. Yeah, I mean, basically, if Giannis is the way he is, mm-hmm. long as we avoid Boston,
mm-hmm.
if they could avoid Boston, they could get to the conference finals, and then basically we could see what happens from there.
Hmm.
But, yeah, Jalen, I want to say something. You guys are talking about Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
The reason why I would give him the nod for the MVP is because of the fact that he brought the Knicks to true relevance. I mean, Randle, don't get me wrong, was there. He was doing good. But it's true relevance that they have now. And you talk about Luka Doncic doing that with Dallas. Again, you talk about Nikola Jokic doing that with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LeBron bringing back relevance to L.A. So that was already done. But now this is new. This is the new thing. And then you can also go to the gentleman in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
you know, SGA. So basically you have him too. You
right.
have a couple of players that basically will be up for consideration for MVP. But Jalen Brunson, I would definitely put in there. I just want to know what you guys think.
Lee, thanks for the phone call. I really wish Julius Erving had played for the Knicks.
Yeah,
I would have enjoyed that.
I didn't want to disrupt him while he was on a roll.
Yeah, neither did I. I really wish he had.
Yeah, that
would have been nice. The doctor. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Making house calls at the Garden. Oh, it would have been fabulous. Instead, he made house calls. He made visiting calls from
Pittsburgh. Yes, unfortunately.
It wore us out.
Well, here's the thing. Jalen Brunson is in the conversation for MVP. The problem is there is no conversation anymore.
No,
it's going to be Jokic.
Jokic. It's gonna be Jokic.
And just saying that he's not going to be the MVP is not an insult.
No, it's not. And it's funny because people thought Jokic could have won it last year too when Embiid won it. And Embiid
right.
had a really good year. And people thought Jokic was going to win it last year. I mean,
yeah.
and you understand what he does. I mean, I'm watching him now. Gordon, he's running the offense.
He's incredible.
Jamal Murray's not there, so he's
right.
just running the whole offense,
yeah.
moving people around, hitting mm-hmm. threes, doing what he does. Like, you know, what? I'm just doing that.
He's amazing.
He is. He is. He really is. When we return, Gordon, and we are just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour where we find out who's in the GOAT championship.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait. I want to see if one guy has powered his way through. I'm very curious to see.
Mm.
I'm very, very curious to see what's happened there. When we return, though, Gordon put out a question earlier, and you still have a chance to answer at 1-800-919-3776. And that was, which of the New York teams do you think will win a championship? And you can have more than one in the next 20 years when we'll
see. Lee had like six or seven of them.
Lee was
throwing the Liberty in there. He was a good
Lee was rolling. Lee was rolling. So when we return, we'll hear from Harvey and Joe. I can't wait to hear what they got to say, Gordon. I can't wait. I'm very curious to see where if Harvey is going to have the Devils having a parade where they had a parade earlier. We'll find
that
out next.
Parade?
Yeah, they did have a parade.
Did they?
Yes, they did. When they won the championship, they did have a parade, and they had it in an interesting place. Not where they played, but where they play. I'll explain next on 98.7 ESPN.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Harvey Cruz.
Yes, sir.
In the next 20 years, which one of the locals will have a title?
Oh, man. You had to only pick one.
If I had to pick only one
only
of the locals.
One. Mm-hmm. Well, I would think you would have to pick the Yankees because the Yankees generally don't have many spans of history that they've gone 20 years without any championships. Now, you do have the fifth Steinbrenner running the show there, and he's already up to 14, I think it is. So,
I would say it's a tie between the Giants and
Red Bulls.
Oh, I beg.
Really? But, you would beg for that?
Oh, you kidding? I'd beg every day
if I could.
You
have one wish for it. You have one sports wish and you're wasting it on the Red Bulls?
If I could get that wish, do you?
More than the Giants?
I'd be intolerable. I would crash
your Saturday. You're intolerable now.
I would crash your Saturday shows like it's nobody's business.
Trust me, you do that already.
No, I'd say... Honestly,
wait, Harvey.
Yes.
Red Bulls over the Devils?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I'm a season ticket holder for the Red Bulls. Absolutely.
Wow. Every time you think Harvey can't get any weirder.
That, what's so weird about this?
I'm just surprised. I set it up for you. Gordon, you know, I'm thinking Devils.
That's what I would have thought.
You know,
he's not really a Devils fan, then.
You know.
Well, maybe it's... Are you old enough, Harvey, to have seen the Devils win a championship? Like,
yes.
Experience it?
Yes, I was old enough to remember 03 against the Ducks. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How old were you in 03?
I was 8 years old.
Okay, that's old enough.
And then, of course, 2000 was good too against the Stars. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a tie for you between the Giants and who?
Giants and Devils, actually. Yeah.
Giants and Devils.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he's completely flopping. Now the Red Bulls have thrown out the window.
Well, they haven't won MLS Cup.
Can
yeah,
you, can
I've
you
seen,
imagine
I've seen
going,
three shields
how many,
so far.
How many people, like if you went down to Penn Station
yes.
and you asked sports fans, you
Why
have
Penn
one
Station?
Sports wish mm-hmm. to have one of your teams win a championship, how many days do you think you'd have to be in Penn Station before anyone would say the Red Bulls? 3 days? 4 days? Would you be there a week?
I'm sure it'd probably be longer than a week.
Probably, like, right?
Who are the Red Bulls? Where is that you speak of?
Right.
Listen, one day if you run into Harvey.
Imagine. Hey, I remember
one
you.
Day if you're running the Harvey. You got one day.
Oh,
one day.
Goodness.
All right, Joe Leo, you're next.
Oh, we know where this is going.
He's a Yankee guy too now, Gordon.
No,
you don't know.
Oh, come on.
You don't know.
No.
You don't
now
know.
Is it who I want Joe or Leo. Who am I betting on?
Yeah, who do you think is going to win a Super Bowl? That's true. That's a good point. Who do you think? If you had to pick one team in the area.
I'd still go Giants, because I
Really?
In terms of who I think in the next 20 years, based off of track record, it's the Giants. Who I hope every single day,
no,
I hope
that,
it's the Jets.
Yeah.
But I know...
You see what hope gets you.
I know who my owner is, and I know the direction that this team is, or the direction that they're banking on, and all the hope they are banking on this season and the next 2 to 3 seasons.
I will say this, though. In the next 20 years... You'll almost certainly have a new owner of the New York Jets.
Yes.
Well, I go to your territory for that, hoping every day that
right. My guy's 83, so I gotta. My guy's not buying any green bananas.
I'm not that lucky yet.
Not yet.
Hmm. I'm surprised neither one of them said Yankees.
But no, if I'm
Woody's 76. He's not any spring chicken either.
If I'm going on which team I think will win a championship the next 20 years, it's definitely the Yankees. Because if it doesn't, this city won't have sports team because it will be burned to the ground by delusional Yankee fans.
Yeah. Well, how are we delusional if we haven't won a championship in 20 years and we're spending billions of dollars every single year?
We're not going to get to 20 years.
I think there's an expectation when you're spending at the top of the market in baseball, you expect to win a championship every decade or so.
And I would hope that Aaron Judge doesn't become Don Mattingly. And he wins a championship in the next 20 years and cements his career.
He could do a whole lot worse than be Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly, even now, is still as beloved as any sports hero in this town.
Yep.
But yes, it's unfortunate that he did not win a championship.
So who I'm betting on is definitely the Yankees, 1,000%.
Okay. That probably, if you take the Yankees out of the equation, who would it be?
I'd like to change my answer, by the way. I'm going to go Red Bulls 1, Devils 2. Lock it in.
We're good. We don't need any lock-in. Thank you.
Red Bulls over the Devils. With that great young nucleus.
Dozens of people will be celebrating on both of those.
You see the posters on Penn Station.
Joe, if you had to take the Yankees out of the equation, who do you think will win a championship?
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I hope it would be the greatest day of my life, but I would go Rangers.
Really? Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I can see that.
It feels like they've been good for a while. They're in the mix.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
They do. Shesterkin, you know, you're a hot goalie. Gordon, you're
right
there.
That goes a long way, right?
You got a good goalie, you know. It's interesting.
And he's still young, so you got for the next 20 years, you'd like to think you're going to have a good stretch with him.
Yep. It's Knicks for me, as I said earlier, Gordon, because I just think they're on the right road. I like the way they're matriculating, they're putting their roster together.
The one thing with the Knicks, though, is in the NBA, generally you got to be good enough to win it more than once, right? Like the championships in the NBA come in bunches.
Yeah.
And look, I love what the Knicks have done. They're in better hands now than they've been in the last 20 years for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that big move is still yet to be made. And that's gonna tell you the tale. If they get that right, you're really moving in the right direction. But if they get that wrong,
it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. But I like the fact that the way things are, Gordon, the East, it's still wide open enough that they could maneuver and I mean look, injuries aside, all the injuries they've had, they could still be the second seed.
Absolutely.
That's how the East is.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's under 500 in the West trying to get the play-in. Nobody. Nobody's under 500. That shows you how you know, dominant the West is and how wide open the East is. So, and it's not going to stay that way. But if the East continues like this for the next couple of years, Gordon, I think you might can squeak in there and get to a finals and never know what could happen.
And we say this every time. I think we're in agreement on this. People will bring up the question, which team would be the wildest to see win? And people will say the Jets, or they might say the Mets. There is no question.
It's the Knicks.
If the Knicks ever win a championship again.
Oh, my God.
It will be unlike anything we have ever seen.
Look what they did when they just went to the playoffs.
Oh.
On the Tibbs.
Right. So, KD, don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Yeah.
Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Could you imagine? It's crazy.
Oh, those are my folks. That's us.
That's it. Loyalty. That's
loyal and wild.
Yep.
And know how to party when we win. Because we've been waiting a long time.
You've had a long time to make those plans.
Oh, we could only win. The party we would have, Gordon.
Oh,
we could only
win. Incredible. It would be up for grabs.